Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there in Radio Land. Like Jim always says, grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
And the name of this segment is A Pretzel und a Schnitzel.
Mm-hmm. And it's very good. Joyman.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nancy and I were sitting in our screened-in porch the other day smoking a cigar. Yes, Nancy smokes them too. Yeah. And I hope our doctor's not listening to this. To this show.
He does listen in. He likes our show, so he tunes in on his iPad.
we're in trouble.
Okay. Yep. Because we always say, no, once in a great while, Doc.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
I didn't think about that, did we? Should we take this out? Oh, go ahead.
We looked around and noticed the season is now changing to fall.
Yeah, it's so it is. Sad.
The leaves are turning brown, just like Nancy's roots. There was a chill in the air, much like the look I just got from Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, being the dining duo, our thoughts immediately turned to Oktoberfest and German food.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's fall.
After one last puff on our cigars, and with our stomachs growling, we headed off to Checkers 2 in Union, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Those of you who have lived in this area for a while may remember Dieter's Restaurant in Woodstock. The owners, Alex and Nadine, downsized and brought their cuisine to this quaint local eatery. Unfortunately, it is not handicap accessible, and they only offer street parking.
I really wish that Dieter's was still open. I love that place.
Oh, I loved all the old time. You know, they went back in time, and they had the relish dish, the cheese and the liver pate, and they had the three salads in the little holders, and macaroni and whatever. And it was so yummy, and I like that kind of a restaurant.
Well, he had that banquet hall with it. I think that could have been too much of an overhead for them.
Yeah.
So, they downsized. That's all right. When you walk in, they have a large bar, 5 booths, and 6 tables are in the front of the restaurant with additional seating in the rear. Outside seating is also available in season, of course.
Of course. Or else you freeze off. You're tushy. Wouldn't be fun.
Okay.
To start off our German fest, well, would you like to freeze your tushy off?
No, can't say as I would. No,
me neither.
No, okay.
To start off our German feast, we ordered the jumbo Bavarian pretzel for $8.95, which was served with cheese dip, garlic aioli, and German beer mustard. This was a monstrosity of a pretzel, and the aioli had enough garlic even for me.
Seriously, the size of that pretzel was about as big as like an individual pizza round. I mean, it was huge.
No, bigger than an individual.
You think it was larger than that?
An individual is a very little one. Maybe a 14-inch pizza.
Yes, but a 14-inch pizza was huge.
I know size. You obviously don't. Jim preferred the spicy German beer mustard. This brought back memories of when we went on a Bavarian river cruise and lived on giant steins of beer and jumbo Bavarian pretzels.
You remember that one time they had like a barbecue on the top deck?
Yeah.
And they're floating down this river in Germany, and they had a band come in. The guys had Lederhosen on and everything. It was an Oompa band. These guys were very good. Their agreement must have been that they will work for beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they drink?
It was such a good time. Oh, wow. Anyway, Nancy chose for her entree this evening the pork schnitzel, 1895. This was breaded boneless pork loin, sautéed in butter, and served with German fries und fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy sweet-talked the waitress into substituting one of her favorite side dishes, the spätzle.
Spätzle.
Instead of the German fried potatoes. Since all entrees come with either soup or salad, Nancy went with the salad with Swiss Dijon dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Her entree was a real eye-opener. This thing also was huge.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it covered the entire platter.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
I looked and thought, oh, I'm never going to eat this. It'll take me a month to get through it.
We couldn't find anything else because everything was hidden underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
She wished it had some brown gravy on it. That would complete it really nicely.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would have. They only give you a lemon to squeeze. Yeah. I don't like lemon on my meat.
And you like the brown gravy for your spätzle and stuff.
Yeah, to kind of, give it a little wash through it.
But the waitress offered to bring some over, but the only problem was it came with a dreaded fungi in it.
Yeah, and I won't eat fungi. I like fungi, but I don't eat fungi. Just thought I'd say. So I took a pass on it. Okay.
But the spätzle was just as good as she remembered from Dieter's.
Oh, yeah. They make very good spätzle. Yep. Jimmy had his favorite dish, which was the Jaeger roast braten for $27.95. This was pan-fried strip steak with cracked peppercorns, sautéed bacon, and mushrooms, all in a red wine sauce topped with toasted onions. This came with German fried potatoes and vegetables.
Vegetables. Okay.
He had the French onion soup instead of a salad. This entree is incredibly tasty and one of his all-time favorites. I like it too, but Dieter's used to always be darker than this place. So I wouldn't order the Jaeger roast braten when I was at Dieter's because I couldn't find the fat on the tip of the steak. They always have fat on the tip.
Yeah,
and I don't like fat and grizzle.
Yeah,
and
you're such a fussy... take off every little morsel of fat off everything. And
uh-huh.
It's, you know, it's a steak. There's going to be some fat on there because that's what makes it taste good.
No, not the fat.
But this was so good, though. Oh, you've got to try this dish. Not too many places have it, but it is really,
really good. It really is. And
really
it's lighter in that place. So in Checkers, too. So you'll be able to see the fat.
Well, you know, one thing about German food, it always has bacon somewhere in it.
Yes.
It always has onions.
Uh-huh.
You know.
It's not light.
No. There is no such thing as a light German meal.
Exactly.
No. Well, for dessert, we wanted the homemade apple strudel a la mode for $7.95.
Yeah, we remembered it from years back at Dieter's.
You know, it just may have been the day, but we were disappointed with it.
Yeah, honestly, we were.
The crust was really nice and flaky, and I had high hopes. I'm thinking, oh, boy, this is going to be good.
Exactly.
Because not too many places make it that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the inside filling was dry.
It was dried out.
Yeah.
So in conclusion, this is a nice neighborhood restaurant that serves both German and American food. They are not stingy with their portion size. That they are not.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. Nope.
And the price for our fall trip to Germany was... $74.60. Oompa-pa, oompa-pa. You know me, I like my oompa-pas.
That's true.
My love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
You always say that.
Well, that's because I'm glad that you asked.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
There is nothing like a light German meal for fall. Just ask Sergeant Schultz.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Thank you, Sergeant Schultz. what's your take, Toots?
I'm so glad you asked.
Well, it says so on the script here. Then I take your take.
Well, then I don't want to tell you.
Okay.
Of course, I took a doggy bag home with me. The next day, I made some gravy for my leftovers, and they were wunderbar.
Fish, when you speak French, it drives me wild.
Yeah, oh, you're so funny.
Give him the particulars, Poopsie.
Checkers 2, 6524 Main Street, Union 60180. Telephone number 815-923-2000. Website, www.eatatcheckers.com. Take Hemmer Road, which becomes Harmony Road, then Harmony becomes Marengo Road. Turn right onto South Union Road, turn right onto Jefferson Street, then take the second left onto Main Street to Restaurant.
Or to make it more simpler, it's in downtown Union.
That was a hard directions to tell you. I'd get lost if I had to do it. Just saying. Okay, so for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRU-LP. We put you in WHRU. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
You know, I'm pretty sure we did.
If not, you would make it up.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
Video call.
Oh, that's Rosie from the Jetsons. She's actually doing our weather forecast now. She came out of retirement. Yeah, she's doing
Rosie?
Rosie's doing our weather forecast.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I digress. Nobody has a clue what I'm talking about, do they? Yes, we did. We got a letter from Fran, and she's told us about, oh boy.
That's a hard one.
Quilinania.
Yeah.
Quilinarnia.
Polish restaurant.
Yeah. Quilinania.
Mm-hmm.
Polish restaurant in Mount Prospect. I want to check this place out because I love Polish restaurants.
I know you do.
I usually get the, where they have like a taste of Poland, where it's like everything you could think of.
That'll feed a third world nation.
Yeah, they got the sausage and they got the pierogies.
And the stuffed cabbage and the this and the that and the blintz and the this. Yeah. I know.
I've got to try that. So stay tuned. We will try that. And Mount Prospect's not that far. Get over it, people.
Exactly.
You know,
There's family that you have probably all around that area, so it's not.
If not, meet new people in Mount Prospect.
That's right.
And take them to the restaurant.
Exactly.
Okay, as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And here in the studio with us today is our own Detective Jim.
Thank you.
With Food Felons.
Thank you. This is going to be a very special edition of Food Felons.
It is? How can it be special?
It's all about Florida men.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. There are websites out there dedicated to these stupid things that Florida men have done.
Wow.
This is just a sampling. These are food related.
Okay.
And yes, these are food felons.
Not that we don't like Florida.
No, it's a wonderful state.
Kind of.
That's okay.
That's all right.
But okay, this first one kind of sets the tone. Florida man arrested after allegedly shoving steaks worth more than $50 down his pants.
Gross. Oh. Okay.
Well, you know, plenty of people complain that a meal goes straight to their waistline. But one Florida man allegedly took things a bit too literally.
Obviously.
He was arrested after police say he tried to steal two packs of steaks from a Publix store in St. Augustine, Florida, by shoving the meat down his pants. Yep. The man was reportedly caught on surveillance footage, allegedly grabbing two packs of ribeye steaks worth $56.36, and he put them in his pants and walking out the store. A loss prevention officer who saw the alleged steak swipe apprehended the perpetrator as he exited the store, according to the report.
Yeah, wow.
Yep. The steaks were recovered.
Ooh, who'd want them?
But they weren't allowed back on store shelves.
Thank you. Because we shop at Publix when we go to Florida.
That's good to know. And the perp was hauled off to the pokey.
Aww.
Okay, next one is Florida man doesn't get straw, attacks McDonald's employee.
Oh, so he doesn't get a straw?
Nope. He should have got those pasta straws. Yeah. Talking about an earlier show.
Yeah.
Anyway, a Florida man angry after not getting a straw at McDonald's was caught on video attacking an employee and attempting to pull her over the counter.
Wow.
He became upset when there were no straws at the St. Petersburg area McDonald's condiment bar.
Hmm.
Well, he didn't know that there's a new city law that went into effect on January 1st requiring customers to request straws.
Oh.
Okay. The perpetrator grabbed an employee by the shirt collar and pulled her onto the counter. She attempted to defend herself by punching him in the face.
Wow. Well, she had to.
Quite a kerfuffle.
Oh, a big kerfuffle.
After leaving the restaurant, the perpetrator returned to yell at the store manager. Now, this is where it gets stupid. Why would you go back in and start yelling?
Yeah.
He then kicked another employee and once again left the store.
Oh, wow.
One good thing, he was arrested, charged with 2 counts of battery, and hauled off to the pokey.
I don't understand why he would have even got upset about a straw.
I don't know.
Unbelievable. And then they tell him that there's no straws anymore, that you got to ask for him, and he still comes back and starts starting trouble again?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this next one's good. A Florida man finds a grenade while fishing but drives to Taco Bell before calling the cops.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He finds a grenade and he drives around with it?
Well, he was hungry.
Oh, my God.
What was he supposed to do? A Florida man caused an evacuation at a Taco Bell in Ocala after telling cops he drove there with a hand grenade he found while fishing.
Mm.
In social media, officials from the Ocala Police Department advised citizens to avoid the area after it was verified that the device was an authentic World War II hand grenade.
Ooh.
It appeared that the man, who was not identified immediately, had waited until arriving at the popular fast food restaurant before reporting his discovery to the authorities.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, well, I got this hand grenade, but I'm going to go to Taco Bell first. You know, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. It's unbelievable. I wouldn't do that.
The department said bomb squad experts had to be called onto the scene to remove their grenade, which they did without incident.
Very good.
The Taco Bell was closed for about an hour.
Do you think that thing went off after all those years?
Well, that's what they say with these like 70-year-old explosives and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They're like really unstable. You know, So you don't know when this sucker is going to go off.
Wow, he was stupid.
Yeah, well, he was hungry. Hmm. It did not say if he received his tacos.
Hmm.
Ooh.
What?
Okay, Florida man claiming people were eating his brains leads police on insane golf course chase.
Do, 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 do. Eating his brains?
Yes, people were eating his brains.
Okay, let's hear this one.
The chase started when the 29-year-old perpetrator stole a community watch vehicle. That's strike number one. And he was, I get it now. The chase started when the 29-year-old perp stole a community watch vehicle who was responding to reports that he was running around shouting that people were eating his brains out. So he steals a cop car that's going to go check on him for running around saying people were eating his brains out. Mistake number two.
Wow.
After hopping behind the wheel, he swerved across several backyards before veering onto the grounds of the Orange Blossom Hills Golf and Country Club.
Wow.
Two police cruisers gave chase as the perpetrator weaved in and out of carts and players.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Thankfully, no one was hurt, and he was eventually apprehended after slamming into the side of a nursing home. Again, Florida.
Oh, my God.
He attempted to escape on foot, but the police caught him, and he was hauled off to the pokey.
And how's his brains now, I wonder?
I don't know. Didn't say. Okay, Florida man holds up Chinese restaurant at finger point.
At finger point?
At finger point.
Okay, let's hear this one.
And believe it or not, and he gets charged with armed robbery.
Are you kidding me? No. Only in Florida. Oh, my God.
A Florida man was arrested after stealing hundreds of dollars from a Chinese restaurant at finger point.
Wait. The Chinese people at the restaurant gave him the money?
Mm-hmm. Let me explain.
Okay.
The alleged perpetrator, 56, was detained just before 11 p.m. and charged with armed robbery after cops said he admitted to stealing from Szechuan Palace restaurant in Gainesville, Florida, a few hours earlier. The victim said the man had his right hand in his pocket in a position that, to her, resembled a gun, with his hand in a fist, his thumb pointed up, and his index and second finger pointed straight out. In other words, put a stick him up.
In his pants.
Yeah.
Right there. Come on. Right there would tell you he doesn't have a gun. He would be... Can't fit it in your pocket and be able to move it around like that.
It's Florida.
I know.
He was picked up within three blocks of the Szechuan Palace restaurant and hauled off to the pokey.
I hope he got at least fried rice or something to go to the pokey with.
At least an egg roll.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one is...
Oh, it's the last one.
Hey.
Okay.
Florida man stole laxatives because he thought they were opioids.
Okay, let's hear this one.
Must be the age. A lot of
56-year-old?
Yeah, a lot of men that age are doing strange things in Florida. A 56-year-old man from Pinellas County, Florida, was arrested Thursday after police say he stole pills labeled hydrocodone acetaminophen. It's pretty potent stuff.
Oh.
His roommate suspected the man had stolen his pills in the past. Oh, okay. So he tried to set his roommate up. He told police he bought a camera and switched the opioids with laxatives.
Oh, yeah. Now I see.
The arrest warrant says a home video camera captured the perpetrator opening up a medicine cabinet in the home and swiping pills from the mislabeled pill box. He was captured the next morning and rushed quickly to the pokey restroom. I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we run out of time.
Aww. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
And when October goes, the snow begins to fly above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath a twilight sky. when I was one of them. And when October goes, the same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share the happy years. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see October go. The same.